Are you buying?
I'd buy that for $1.
Or are you selling?
Look back on there and watch it. Sell, sell.
NFL buy or sell.
All right, I'm going to buy, listen carefully, Taylor Heinicke and the Los Angeles Chargers Sunday against the Chiefs at SoFi, getting 8.5 points right now. Yes, it looks like Taylor Heinicke is going to be the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers because Justin Herbert's ankle is problematic. And big game early in the AFC West. Heinicke came in for Herbert the other day, and Sabah sent me a whole breakdown of the six plays that he played in. I didn't read it. I'm sorry, Sabah. I do know that he got sacked, I think, three times in six or seven plays. But here's the thing. We have seen every big underdog come through in the first 3 weeks of the season. I'm not predicting win here necessarily, but they will be the biggest underdog. But real quickly, did you see the point spread change when it was clear that there was a chance Herbert wasn't going to play this week? It went from 4.5 to 9.5. I've never seen a jump of 5 points, but Herbert's worth that. And they don't have what you would call an upper tier backup, but they've got a nice backup in Taylor Heinicke. I'm buying Taylor Heinicke and the Chargers plus the big number to cover in what will be a road game, but we haven't seen any of these big favorites blow anybody out. I think the Chargers and Heinicke keep it close against the Chiefs on Sunday. That's my first buy, Denton. What do you got?
That is quite the buy. I'm going to buy. I say that I'm not about to do something kind of similar. I'm going to buy a little bit of stock, not a lot of bit of stock, but a little bit of stock in the New York Giants. Malik Nabers is going to save Daniel Jones his job. They took on a really good Browns defense. Now, the Browns offense stinks. Deshaun Watson stinks, but their defense is really good. And they went and they won. I did not expect them to win that game. They have something with that connection. Moving forward, especially going on and taking Dallas, they got that on the Thursday night game. That could be a really big, big, big spot for the New York Giants. So I'm going to buy a little bit of stock in the Giants and that offense because we know the defense is good. So I'm buying a little bit of stock in the Giants.
I kind of like them tomorrow night plus the points. It's jumped up, though. There's big time, smart money right now on the Cowboys. They went from 4.5 to 6. I don't know if there's an injury that I'm missing with the Giants, but they're at home and Dallas is struggling a little bit. This is going to be pretty crazy because I think this is very contrarian at this point, but because they are so down and people have written them off, I'm going to buy the Cincinnati Bengals to turn their season around and still ultimately be right there with a chance to make the playoffs, if not make the playoffs. I mean, they've got the Panthers and their former quarterback Andy Dalton coming in. Then they get a huge game against the Ravens at home, but then it's Giants and Browns. They still have teams like the Raiders and the Titans and the Broncos on their schedule. They're too good. Their players are too good. Washington's win over Cincinnati on Monday night's going to look even better, I think, as the season goes along. I'm buying some Cincinnati Bengals stock right now with them at 0-3. And it's the stock that says they end up with a winning record, which means they'll have a chance to make the postseason. What are you buying?
Oh, God, there's not much else to buy. I mean, maybe outside of, like, the Buffalo Bills, because I was pretty low on them, but it feels like that's a terrible time to buy them. I'll buy a little bit of stock. It's not at a good price with Buffalo because what they did to Jacksonville, I mean, when we get to selling, holy smokes, do I got a sell to give you. But I'll buy a little bit of stock in Buffalo as a back to being a legitimate contender. I would still like to see better wide receiver play when they get to games against better teams, but Josh Allen is in his bag this year. He looks really, really good.
I'm going to buy a lot of Minnesota Vikings stock. Really what I'm buying is Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores. What a big addition Brian Flores was. That defense was better last year, but they took the money that Kirk would have been paid, and they brought in some defensive studs, and they are lights out on defense right now. And they just absolutely picked apart and stopped, shut down the Houston Texans, who we all felt was a pretty good football team. And right now, look, if you had just a dominant defense like Pittsburgh's had in recent years, and we've seen a couple of other teams, Cleveland, without the offense to go with it, that would be one thing. But Sam Darnold is the perfect fit for what Kevin O'Connell does. And they added the best running back they've had on that team since Dalvin Cook. They didn't have a legit upper-tier running back last year. You've got Jefferson, you know, hopefully healthy. You've got T.J. Hockenson hasn't even played. Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor's become a big guy for them. But it is what Brian Flores has done with that defense. Van Ginkle's something else. Greenard's something else. He had 3 sacks against his former team on Sunday. They're dominant defensively, and then you've got, you know, the best receiver in the game, one of the better coordinators and play callers in the game. The Minnesota Vikings are 3-0. They go to Lambeau this week. Is Malik Willis playing, or is Jordan Love going to play in this game?
I don't think they've said officially, although how about Malik Willis? Looked good last week.
Yeah, how about this? They are at Green Bay. They get the Jets in an international game Sunday morning, October 6th, and then the Lions at home, which would make 4 of their first 6 games at home. That game in London is going to be something else. Jets and Vikings. Aaron Rodgers has faced some pretty good defenses here to start the season. The 49ers, Titans, and Patriots are all decent defensive teams. But I'm buying some Minnesota Vikings stock. You know, I mean, last year when Kirk went down, they were playing about as well as they had since he had arrived because they had better defense. Now they have lights out defense, and they've got a guy that fits what they're doing. Darnold can run that offense. I'm happy for him. I always liked Sam Darnold. There's some guys that I've liked, I know, that have not even come close to working out. Jameis Winston, by far and away, is my all-time I don't get it. I thought, between the talent and the leadership and the... I thought Jameis Winston was going to be great in the NFL. Happy for Darnold. The Vikings are legit for real, I think. I'm buying the Minnesota Vikings. Skull.
Skull. All right, can I sell?
Yeah.
I'm selling the entire AFC South. Like, Houston is kind of good, although they got shellacked this weekend by the team that you are just sculling with the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. Jacksonville stinks. Tennessee stinks. Indianapolis stinks. They're all awful. Like, abysmal.
Houston's not awful.
Houston's not awful, but the other three are. So I'm lumping them in, but I'm selling that division in its entirety because 4 weeks ago, we had some hope that, hey, that division could be kind of fun, you know, with Jacksonville getting back on the right path with the potential of Anthony Richardson. He showed some promise in the last 5 games. It looks like those last 5 games last year are like nowhere to be found outside of that one crazy viral throw that he made week 1. Those 3 teams are objectively awful. Doug Peterson might be ended up being the first guy fired this year, which I could not have imagined in 1,000 years at the beginning of the season. I'm selling just about the entirety of that division being a fun division in football. They're back to where they were.
If you're going to do that, then I've got one more buy. I'm going to buy the NFC South, the division that everybody went into this season thinking was the worst. With, you know, Tampa and Atlanta kind of being Atlanta was the favorite. New Orleans has a team, even though, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw Sunday. Weird, you know, to go from 91 points to basically 3 3/4 on Sunday. They ended up with 12. Tampa's good, even though they lost to Denver. I think Atlanta's a good team. I think they're one of those teams, new everywhere. They got to figure it out. They got to get enough wins here early. But I think by the time we get to the end, they'll be good. And if Andy Dalton is the starting quarterback in Carolina, they're not going to suck. We saw that on Sunday. He had one of the best days of his career, throwing 3 touchdown passes and for over 300 yards. And Deontay Johnson's good. Did Adam Thielen have a serious injury on that touchdown catch?
He did get hurt. Yeah, I don't know how serious it is, but he did get hurt.
And they're pretty good defensively. They've got some talent defensively. So I'll buy the NFC South having at least 2 playoff teams. So I'm going to get specific there. We were looking at the, you know, NFC North as, oh my God, Detroit, Green Bay, maybe Chicago. You know, the NFC East, Philly, Dallas, for sure. The NFC West, definitely the 49ers and the Rams. And here Seattle is at 3-0. And people were saying, well, the NFC South will have a 9-8 division winner like they did last year and get one playoff team and they'll be out. The NFC South is better than that. All right, what else are you selling?
I'm gonna sell the Las Vegas Raiders. And really what I would like to sell is just Devontae Adams being there for the entire year. It feels like he wants to go elsewhere. I can't blame him for wanting to go elsewhere. I think Gardner Minshew is a fine quarterback, but I don't think he's a good quarterback. And I certainly don't think he's a great quarterback. He is the definition to me, Kevin, of a bridge quarterback. The problem with Las Vegas is there's nobody on the other side of the bridge because they were one pick too late with the NFL draft class this year. So I'm selling the Raiders. They were a fun story at the end of last year because Antonio Pierce got the job. And I do like Antonio Pierce, but I just don't think that organization is set up to be successful right now. And they're wasting still what I would consider to be prime years of one of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
So I'm going to go against our guest last hour, Sean Springs, and I'm going to sell the Seattle Seahawks right now, one of the two undefeateds in the NFC at 3-0. It's not that I think Seattle's a bad team. I just don't think that they're going to be there at the end as a division winner or even a playoff team, although they're harvesting a lot of nuts right now early with new head coach Mike McDonald. But their wins are over the Broncos close game, the Patriots in overtime, and a depleted Miami Dolphins team, who, by the way, lost Skylar Thompson during that game and came in with that dude Tim Boyle. And so they couldn't score without Tua there. Now they get the Lions and the 49ers in two of their next three games. We'll see how that works out for them. They are the second of the two Monday night games this coming Monday night. I do like their skill position players on offense, and they haven't even had Walker yet in the backfield. They've been going with Charbonnet, who's looked good, but their receivers are. Did you see the Metcalf touchdown? It was a 70-yarder. Did you see that big dude pull away? What does he run? I mean, he is so explosive and so fast. Like I think two of the most impressive touchdowns before the Monday night, you know, Jaden to Terry throw, were the Saquon Barkley touchdown run, and then that throw to DK Metcalf, where he just at 6'4", 240, Denton, at least, something like that, maybe 250. He's one large dude. He is so fast. So I like their skill position players, but I'm a Geno Smith guy to a certain extent. Like, I think you can win with him, but the three wins, you know, two of them barely wins over Denver and New England. You got some big boys coming up. They play the Lions. They play the 49ers in two of the next three. Then they play the Falcons, Bills, Rams, and Niners again. They have the Jets later on in the year. They have the Vikings later on in the year. So 3-0 start. Team that'll be still flirting with 8-9, 9-8. I'm selling Seattle. What else?
I think that's all I'm selling right now. Like, I'm still holding out.
What about the Cowboys? Why haven't either one of us said the Cowboys?
Well, I had a question about them in five burning questions. But I think they need to lose another game first. Like, losing to Baltimore, who I still think is a good team, doesn't tell me, like, they're bad. It's the Giants.
Know, but you know, what was really, like, if I'm a Dallas fan, what's been alarming, and it's the same thing that's alarming watching us, is that they can't stop anybody. And, you know, they had, you know, in recent years, they had a smallish defense as well, but they turned people over. They just got takeaways. That was their, you know, that was the Dan Quinn secret sauce in Dallas, was turnovers, takeaways. Something that hasn't happened in Washington yet. And they're not, you know, they didn't get any of those against Baltimore, and they probably needed a couple. That final score, let's face it, that's misleading. You know, Baltimore took their foot off the pedal. They got run over by Derrick Henry. I mean, completely run over. That team rushed for 274 yards. It was scary how completely untouched until 4 or 5 yards downfield Henry was, or Lamar was, or even Justice Hill, How many yards did he have on the ground or pass catching? It seemed like every time the ball was in his hands, there was nobody around. And then Dallas can't be physical on offense. They've got to throw the football to move the football. It's their only way. So they're just so finesse. That's got to be worrisome. They play the Steelers in 2 weeks. They play the Lions. How about this? Steelers, Lions, 49ers, and Falcons after their Thursday night game against the Giants. Steelers on the road, Lions at home, at 49ers, at Falcons. And then the Eagles. And then the Texans. Holy crap. I know it may not look, you know, this like we think it'll look right now. I understand that. But they're 1-2. I'll tell you what, they better beat the Giants tomorrow night, and I don't think that's a given. If the Cowboys go to 1-3, and then they're looking at Pittsburgh, Detroit at home, at 49ers, at Falcons, Eagles at home, Texans at home, before a trip to Washington on November 24th, which doesn't look like it's going to be a cakewalk at this point with how Washington's played. Wow. That is brutal. I'm selling the Cowboys. Because think about this. There are some physical teams they're going to be facing. The Steelers, the 49ers, in two of their next three after this. Look, the Giants are pretty physical defensively. Dallas is a total finesse team. And they got it handed to them. Really handed to them by the Saints and the Ravens. Bad up front. Just run over. What did the Saints run for in their game? Was it 200 yards or not? 190.
Yes, close.
They ran for a 190. They've given up 190 and 270 on the ground in the last two games. Derek Carr, for crying out loud, only completed 11 passes on 16 attempts, and they ran away from the Cowboys. Lamar was the two quarterbacks that Dallas has faced the last 2 weeks were 11 of 16 and 12 of 15 in 2024. And they got run over. Yeah, they made it close late. Baltimore completely at 28-6 in the fourth quarter said, this thing's over. Because it was, basically. How do you feel good if you're a Dallas fan right now about your ability to stop anybody with an O-line and a running back? I mean, Lamar Jackson didn't really have to do much with his arm, nor did Derek Carr, because they were running right through them like a knife through warm butter. They are soft. Really, really soft. How the hell didn't they sign Derrick Henry in the offseason?
They're too broke.
It's ridiculous. That would be the most frustrating thing after Sunday, if you're a Cowboy fan. Like, what are you doing? He wanted to play for us. Wow. I'm selling the Cowboys, man. I thought they'd be right there. I picked Philly to win the division. I think Philly's the best team in the division. Washington might be the second best team in the division when all is said and done. All right. I want you to hear a conversation that Tommy and I had on my podcast yesterday, because Tommy really does know the Nats, has a lot of contacts, and he weighed in with me on the C.J. Abrams situation, where C.J. Abrams was sent down to the minors. Not really the minors, they're not even playing right now, after an incident last week in Chicago. You'll hear that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.